Title: Tagging One-Shots by Mood for Pirate Radio Energy Advanced. Alright, let's turn your one-shot chaos into a pirate radio weapon rack. If you've got thousands of kicks, sares, box stabs, rewinds, air horns, impacts, random metal clanks, and I'll use that later folder, regret your problem isn't sound design. It's retrieval. You don't need more sounds. You need faster decisions. Today, we're building a system inside Ableton Live that lets you grab the right one shot for the right moment in seconds, with a very specific target: pirate radio energy for drum and bass and jungle. That means reload cues, hype shouts, dark hits, filthy accents, tension pings, and rinse out stabs. Stuff that feels like a radio operator is live on the mic, steering the crowd. Here's what you're building by the end: a tight mood taxonomy, color-coded in Ableton collections, an inbox to tagged workflow so you stop browsing random packs mid-session, an audition setup so you preview samples like they're already in a rolling mix, a pirate radio shots drum rack where pans are grouped by mood, and macros make anything behave like radio effects, and finally, a resample and commit lane so you print moments to audio and keep moving. Let's start with the most important constraint. Your mood tags have to stay tight. Fewer tags, higher clarity. If you create 10 slightly different versions of the same vibe, you're back to scrolling. Use 6 tags. Commit to them. Hype. Crowd shouts. Oi. Selecta. Risers. Air horns. Reload. Rewinds. Tape stops. Drop cues. Dark. Industrial hits. Metallic clangs. Dystopian vox. Filthy. Distorted stabs. Nasty yelps. Aggressive impacts. Tension. Short sweeps. Tonal hits. Suspense stabs. Rinse it out. Classic rave stab hits, bright horns, euphoric punctuations. Quick coach note: treat tags as decision shortcuts, not descriptions. If you're hesitating between dark and tension, ask yourself where it lands in the bar. Does it add weight and menace under the groove? That's dark. Does it build anticipation into the next phrase? That's tension. Choose the tag that decides placement. Now we set up Ableton Collections as your primary tagging system. Open the browser in Live and find Collections. You'll see the color labels. Right-click each one and rename it to your mood tags. For example, red becomes hype, orange becomes reload, purple becomes dark, green becomes filthy, blue becomes tension, yellow becomes rinse out. The power here is that collections are instant, they're searchable, and they tag anything. Audio files, presets, racks. It's the fastest "this belongs in my world" button you've got. Next, we need two folders in places. This is your anti-extraction system. In the browser under Places, choose Add Folder and add One-Shots Inbox. This is where new packs and messy downloads go. One-Shots Tagged. This is where your curated keepers live. And here's a rule you should say out loud like a studio policy. When you're writing, you only browse tagged. When you're curating, you browse inbox. Do not mix those modes, because that's how you end up doing sample tourism for 2 hours and calling it production. Now let's make sure you're auditioning one-shots in context, not in isolation. Create an audio track and name it Audition. On that track, add a simple, realistic device chain. First, utility. Pull the gain down about 6 dB so you've got headroom. Then EQ8. Add a high pass filter around 25 to 35 Hz, 24 dB per octave, just to clean sub rumble that lies to you. Optionally, if the sound is boxy, do a gentle dip around 250 to 400 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB. Then drone bus. Drive somewhere around 5 to 15% depending on the sample. Crunch low, like 0 to 10. Transients up, maybe plus 5 to plus 20 if you want the hit to read. Keep boom off for most one shots, unless you're specifically auditioning kicks. Then a limiter with a ceiling around minus 0.8 dB, just catching peaks. You're not mastering, you're preventing preview loudness from biasing decisions. Now the context that matters for DNB. A rolling beat, have a basic kick, and snare and hats looping at 170 to 174 BPM. If you want it really honest, create a ghost kick MIDI track and lightly sidechain the audition track with a compressor. Ratio 2:1, attack 5 to 10 milliseconds, release 80 to 140, and only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. That's enough to hear whether your one shot fights the groove or slides in like it belongs. Cool. Now we do the fast part, the 10-second tagging pass. This is where you get ruthless. Open OneShot's inbox. Use the browser preview and arrow keys to move quickly. For each promising one shot, ask 3 questions. 1. Is it mix ready or fixable fast? 2. What moment does it serve? Drop, breakdown, fill, intro. 3. Which single mood tag is most true? Important. Choose only one primary tag. You can always find hybrids later, but you need a first home for each sound. Then tag it. Right-click the file and assign the collection color, like reload or hype. After that, move the keepers into one-shots tagged, and don't keep maybe later sounds. Pirate Radio Energy is decisive. If the sound needs more than about 20 seconds of fixing to be usable, ship it for now or resample it properly later. Otherwise, your tagged folder becomes another junk drawer. Extra pro move. Add a second axis without adding more tags. Use intensity in file names. Keep collections as mood, and add a suffix like I1, I2, I3. So air horn hype I1 is a small punctuation. MCOI hype I3 is a headline moment. Metal hit dark I2 is mid-impact. Now search becomes a weapon. You can type I3 and instantly pull only peak moments across your whole library, or search hype I2 for mid-energy shouts, or reload vinyl to narrow by texture. Mood decides vibe. Search decides flavor. Before we build the rack, one more discipline move: standardize start and end points before tagging, especially for transient sounds. If the hit starts 12 milliseconds late, it becomes a maybe forever, because it never lands right. Quick rule: trim to the first clean transient and either cut it a zero crossing or use a tiny fade-in, like half a millisecond to 2 milliseconds. For vocals, keep a breath only if it's part of the attitude, otherwise trim tight so the shot behaves like a rhythmic instrument. Now we make it playable. The Pirate Radio One Shots Drum Rack. Create a MIDI track, load a drum rack, and name it Pirate Radio Shots. Now map pans by mood zones so your hands learn the system. For example, C1 to D sharp 1, reload, rewinds and tape stops. E1 to G1, hype, shouts and air horns. G sharp 1 to B1, dark, metal hits and dystopian vox. C2 to D sharp 2, filthy, distorted yelps and gnarly stabs. E2 to G2, tension, short risers and suspense pings. G sharp 2 to B2, rinsing out, rave stabs and bright horns. On each pad, keep it truly one shot. In simpler, use one shot mode. Warp off for pure hits. For vocal phrases, you can warp if needed, but don't overdo it. The point is speed and impact, not perfect time stretching. Now the fun part: macros that make one shots behave like Pirate Radio. On the drum rack master, add a processing chain and map macro so you can perform the vibe in real time. Start with EQ8. Map a macro called tone to a low pass filter frequency. Give it a wide range, like 500 Hz up to 18 kHz. This is your pull it under the radio cloth control. Then saturator. Macro called drive. Map drive from 0 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. This is your push the transmitter knob. Then auto filter in bandpass mode. Macro called radio. Map frequency from roughly 300 Hz to 4.5 kHz, with resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. That's instant broadcast character. Then echo. Macro called dub echo. Set time to 1/8 or 1/4. Map feedback from 10 to 45%. Filter it so lows below about 250 are rolled off, and highs above 6 to 8K are rolled off. Now your throws are exciting but not messy. Then reverb. Macro called space. Decay around 0.8 to 2.8 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. High cut 6 to 9K. This is for size, not wash. Then utility. Macro called width. Map width from 70 to 140%. And remember, club systems are often mono-ish, so don't live at 140 all day. Optional but super useful, a compressor with sidechain from Kick. Macro called duck, where you map threshold so you can quickly glue the shots into the groove. Coach note: Pirate Radio isn't clean, but it is controlled. The vibe comes from contrast. You bandpass and distort in the breakdown, then you snap back to dry and forward at the drop. That movement reads as station theatrics without adding new elements. Now we stop endless browsing by printing moments. Create a new audio track called Printed Shots. Set its input to resampling. Arm it. Now, while your beat plays, perform your one shots live. Pads plus macros. Record 8 to 16 bars. Treat it like you're the operator. Filter sweeps. Quick echo throws. A sudden bandpass. Then back to dry. Then listen back and consolidate the best moments into clean clips. Command or Control J. Now you've got arrangement ready. Pirate moments as audio. And audio is decisive. Audio gets finished. Let's talk placement, because this is where a lot of people mess it up. Pirate shots are not random effects confetti. They're punctuation. Reload. One bar before the drop. Or as a fake out into a double drop. Try this. Filter the master down. Trigger the rewind. Hit a half bar of silence, then slam the drop back in. Hype. End of 4 or 8 bar phrases. Call and response energy. Don't smear it with huge reverb. Keep it confident, dark, under fills, switch ups, and minimal sections to deepen atmosphere. Filthy. Accent the bass call or a snare flam moment, only when the groove has space. Tension. Pre-drop rises, breakdown pulses, watch this moments. Rinse it out. After the second drop, or the last chorus, when you want maximum uplift. And remember D-D-N-B phrasing. Think in 16 bar blocks. Bar 8 is a tease. Bar 16 is a commit. Bar 24 is a switch. Bar 32 is a reset. More advanced upgrades, if you want to take it further. 1. Create track-specific setlist packs. Inside one shots tagged, make a folder like PRJ track name SET01, and put 10 to 30 absolute winners in there. Already mood tagged. Now when you open the project weeks later, you've got a mini radio crate ready to go. 2. Consider moment racks instead of mood racks. Keep moods in collections, but build drum racks around timeline jobs like drop arming, phrase ends, switch ups, outro DJ tools. It makes you think like an arranger, not a collector. 3. For unpredictable radio operator energy, use follow actions in session view. Put a bunch of vocal shots as separate clips on one audio track, set follow action to next or random every bar, then record yourself launching clips into arrangement. You'll capture happy accidents that sound human. 4. Probability-based one-shots in MIDI. Put low-probability triggers on ear candy. Hype shots at 10-25%, tension pings 15-35%, dark impacts 5-15%. Print a few passes and only keep what earns its place, and a sound design gem. Build a broadcast damage return track. This is parallel, not destructive. Put band pass filtering, saturation, a touch of overdrive, tiny redux, maybe a gate to chop tails, and optionally mono it with utility. Then you can send any one shot into consistent station grime, even if it came from completely different packs. Now, common mistakes to avoid. Too many tags. That turns producing into administration. Tagging by what it is instead of what it does. Vox is not a decision. Hype is a decision. No audition context. You'll keep sounds that collapse the moment drums are playing. Never committing to audio. Your arrangement stays theoretical. Over stereoing everything. Wit is spice, not the meal. Let's wrap with a 15-minute practice drill. Grab 30 random one-shots from an untagged pack. Tag each with only one of the 6 moods in one pass. Build a mini rack with 12 pads, 2 per mood. This audio version is shortened for playback.